Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris Bubich. Christian McCaffrey.
McCaff. I see that.
Booby Miles. Texas on fire. We have Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News, coming up here in about 15 minutes. But right now it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate that. And thank you very much to Reliant for being
here. How about Willie Mays?
Okay.
Yeah, think about it for a second, Doug.
That's strong.
Got one on the board. Yeah.
Just the old pregnant pause.
Yeah. I was thinking about Willie McGahee, but I was like, oh, that's Willis McGahee.
Yeah. Which, by the way, when you do watch the Ryan Clark hard-hitting highlights, you will see him, you would think he killed Willis McGahee in a Ravens game. I'm not joking.
I can't believe Ryan Clark being a hitter I never would have guessed
that either.
I'm serious about that. He was
my LSU guy. I mean, I'm trying to remember. He was a damn good player, but I don't remember
him at LSU at all. No. But in the NFL, he was definitely.
Oh, no.
And maybe something just happened when he got to Pittsburgh, and it was just the environment.
It's the environment of
just
that whole
skull
thing.
Crushers.
Yeah.
And so he was like, okay, I'll go ahead and play my part.
Yep, it's good. All right, I told you I had a game for you today, and it's a game. I guess it's a game, but it's in honor of like the 4th of July. It's called Firework or Dud.
Man, those walks that you take really get you creative.
They get me very creative here. But fireworks are dud. I'm gonna give you something, and you're gonna tell me it's a firework or it's a dud, and you're gonna tell me why it's a firework.
Oh boy!
No, it's a serious game. It's not like a joke. Like guess the thing. It's like cowboy. It's cowboy questions.
This feels very serious.
But it's not a game.
You getting serious vibes in there, Lucius? This is serious.
No,
bro.
it's not like our Friday where I make you guess names where you're like, oh damn, I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna tell you.
These are hard hitting football questions.
Yeah, these are hard hitting football questions.
Roast potential cowboy questions.
Yeah. So like, Eric, I'm gonna put Eric on the line here. This is some serious cowboy questions here. So here we go. You ready for this one, Eric?
I am. Tyler Hansbrough.
That's a good one too. All right, firework or dud? Cowboys college coaches.
Mm. Okay, I like this. There's certainly dud potential here, but as I see it right now, this is fireworks for me. I think the entire coaching staff, potentially outside of, again, the Eberflus thing to me is just like, I get it. He's got skins on the wall. He's been a head coach before, so I understand it, but it doesn't like really bring a ton of excitement. But when it comes to these college coaches, in particular, Connor Riley on the offensive line, yes, this is, to me, outside the box thinking for Brian Schottenheimer, bringing in new ideas. College football's always sort of a half step ahead of the NFL when it comes to innovation, especially on offense.
Mm-hmm.
So when you bring in an offensive line coach like that and the wide receivers coach from Oregon, this is something here that this is bringing to me fireworks at the moment. And so I'm looking forward to it. I was worried. Part of the reason why I thought the Schottenheimer hire initially was like a dud is because I know what his offenses have been.
Sure.
And most coaches just sort of do what they do. But he's flipped that on its ear. His vision looks a lot like a guy who's trying to innovate and be more forward-thinking. And going into the college world, I think, is a nice step in the right direction.
I'm going to say this is a firework, too, because I like the fact that it is outside-the-box thinking. I do worry a little bit about maybe some game day inexperience there of maybe how things need to be navigated. But I think overall, give me different ideas. Give me ideas, again, from the college side of football, especially offensively, where it's been, we've seen teams move the ball with great success, whether it's running, throwing it. And those ideas are a little bit maybe different, or maybe they're a little bit more forward-thinking as opposed to what we've, you know, if he could have gone out and got a guy that got fired by the Buccaneers and another guy got fired by the Bears, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, just the retread.
Retread, yeah. I'm saying fireworks on this one. Cowboys off season. Was it fireworks? Or was it
a dud? I'm going to say fireworks here. Now, these aren't like the big, extravagant, kaboom town type fireworks.
These are sparklers.
It may be a step up on sparklers, but somewhere between sparkler and kaboom town.
Black cats kind of a thing.
yeah, which I have had one of those blow up between my thumb and my index finger. And you just feel like you got flashbanged in like Call of Duty. Your ears are ringing and just everything's disorienting for a moment.
And you're looking down to see if you still got all the yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's like, did I get JPP'd on this one?
Yeah.
Fortunately, I didn't. That's the last time I lit a black cat. I'm gonna lean more fireworks here, and a lot of it does start with the coaching staff for all the reasons we just mentioned. I'm looking forward to what this offense is going to be. Certainly going to be different from what we've become accustomed to for literally like 15 years here, offensively. So I'm excited about that. And of course, the Pickens move is going to bring some serious excitement. The Tyler Booker stuff, like solidifying the offensive line, to me was big. A couple of the, you know, not every move they made was huge, but they just made more moves than what we're used to. I didn't love every single one of them, like Kenneth Murray, for instance, but by and large, they were a little bit more aggressive than they usually are when it comes to the player acquisition, doing some trading and stuff like that. And again, the coaching staff has me excited, especially offensively. So that's a firework for me.
I think 2 years ago, it was a big dud.
Huge.
Huge dud. A huge dud. I think there's some reason to think there's some fireworks to this thing. And I think that you're absolutely right. The coaching staff, the new head coach, the Pickens thing. Now, if, without the Pickens, is there a chance to be a dud?
It would. The coaching staff, for me, would be doing a lot of heavy lifting here with this being a firework if there wasn't the George Pickens thing. The George Pickens thing really cements it as more firework than dud.
Okay. In the game now, fireworks or dud? Dak coming off injury. Fireworks or dud?
I mean, that just in a nutshell has to be a dud. Now, when you factor in all the, if it was still just running it back, McCarthy, same old,
mm-hmm.
then it would be a super dud. With the new plan offensively and the George Pickens acquisition, now you've got some things to help Dak in a way that they really haven't in a long time. But it's hard to say anything other than dud when you consider the way he played before the injury in the first seven games, and then it's another pretty catastrophic lower extremity injury. So certainly has firework potential, but at the moment, I think I have to go dud.
Yeah, the thing about it, I think there's the possibility. From what I've been told, and what I've seen occasionally to be able to kind of walk by and watch him work, it's got a lot of firework vibe to it.
It's passing the eye test. I mean, it looks like a lean, mean machine. Every picture, he's sure. shirtless throwing to guys. It's like he's looking the part for sure. And the offensive line bolstered. I mean, definitely got firework potential.
Yeah, I was told, and you're right about the pictures and things like that. I just was told, I'm like, listen, expect the absolute best from this guy. Expect, because the way that he is.
The way he attacks it.
The way he attacks everything is top shelf.
Chip on the shoulder, something to prove, redemption. Yeah. I mean, I definitely like all those things, especially when it comes to Dak and the type of dude that he is.
Sure.
So let's go. He's going to go and prove me wrong, but right now I'm going to go dud.
You're going to go dud. Okay. You mentioned this one earlier. Matt Eberflus.
Yeah, that to me is a little bit more of a dud. Just based on the way that maybe he's got a little Dan Quinn in him where he's like, hey, I've done one thing for a long time in the league, but now I'm going to maybe reinvent myself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But traditionally, he's kind of just let the guys go play and I'm not really doing anything super exotic to assist in my guys making plays. If he's got really good players, the really good players will make plays. But I don't see him doing a ton on the back end that's confusing quarterbacks, and he's not doing a ton when it comes to manufacturing pressure with blitzes and that sort of thing, keeping quarterbacks off balance. The run defense has been a question mark at times in his past, and we know that's a huge, probably the biggest question about the Cowboys right now. Can they stop the run at all? So I go dud on that.
What if Mike Zimmer would have returned?
I would have preferred that. I would have preferred that.
Would that have been a firework for you?
That would have leaned much more firework than dud. That would have been maybe a bit of a sparkler because they had a lot of issues last year, but they started to get things together. Sure. And especially when you see the way they played Jaden Daniels, when no defense could really figure him out at all.
Figured him out at all.
Zimmer was able to do that. And he's a guy that will, I mean, he created the most unblocked pressures for Micah Parsons in his entire career.
Yeah, sure did.
In a sport where everyone's trying to, hey, where's Micah? Identify where he's at. Don't let him ruin this game. You had Mike Zimmer finding ways to free him up and go unblocked. And that's a unique skill that I don't know that Eberflus possesses.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So let's to recap. You had two duds. That'd be injury Dak coming off injury. Matt Eberflus was a dud.
Mm-hmm.
College coaches was a firework. And Cowboys offseason was a firework. So you had two duds, two fireworks out of the four questions.
We say fair on that?
Fair on that.
I love it. How about this? Tua Tagovailoa.
Is it Tagovailoa?
It is. That's how you pronounce it. Yes. 856. Tagovailoa. 856 and knows ball. That's fantastic. Madison Bumgardner.
I'm kind of thinking this thing is going to end here in an hour.
Sidney Crosby.
Wait, okay, what?
Whoa.
Sidney. Sidney
Crosby.
It takes a second for some of these.
Okay.
And we haven't even gotten to the Dicks yet. So, I mean, that'll take us into the 6 o'clock hour, no problem. Calvin Watkins, Talking Cowboys, Dallas Morning News. Maybe we play a little Fireworker Dud. Let's do a little Fireworker Dud with Calvin.
There you go.
Next in the nation.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.